My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So if you too are mad about Mickey, then this is the podcast for you. Or maybe you're the Disney novice just thinking about or planning your first ever trip to Walt Disney World and you don't know the difference between Walt Disney World and Peppa Pig World. You know, they both got safe streets. Sorry. Well, then this really is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans from around the UK to share their memories of their magical times. And this week, Katie shares a top tip if you want to see dolphins in their natural environment.
Dolphins basically follow you around the ocean. It is fantastic. And they're jumping all over the waves, and you do that for about an hour.
Also going to be answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting all the latest news from the parks, and if you're heading over to Orlando very soon, all the essential information you need to know right now. And keep in touch with us on the socials. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at PodMagical. This is the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network on Black Friday. You got any good bargains today? I know some of the airlines, Virgin and BA, have got Black Friday deals on at the minute. SeaWorld and Discovery Cove, they've got some Black Friday deals. Attraction tickets, they've got a few quid off as well. If you're looking to go next year, not got your theme park tickets, well worth shopping around this weekend. There may be some bargains to be had. Michelle is going next year. She's dropped me a question. Andy, would love to have some pictures with characters, but we don't really want to have pictures with face masks on, if that's still a thing next year. So where would be the best places to go? Well, it's characters outside. If you've got a character outside, this is it stands at the minute with the rules, then you won't have to have your face mask on for photographs. So you might catch them kind of like from a distance. Other than that, you want to be going for a character meal, really. Topolino's Terrace is quite a good one. You'll get characters at a distance. Probably the better one, actually, is Garden Grill at Epcot. Chip and Dale, Mickey, Pluto, they're in there. And they'll kind of like lean over the table behind, so they'll be able to lean in for some good selfies. But if you want character photographs at the moment, it's going to be character dining, where you won't have to have your face mask on because you're sat at a table and you're eating and drinking, so that's fine. Elsewhere, it's actually still masks on for indoor attractions at Walt Disney World at the moment. Thanks for your question, Michelle. You got any questions for the podcast when it comes to planning? Send me a message. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Pod Magical is where we are. Time to chat Disney World now with our podcast guest, Katie, who's on this episode. As always, I like to start by asking you why you love Walt Disney World. Why do you love it, Katie?
Oh, well, where do I start?
At the very beginning, it's a very good place to start.
First of all,
as Julie Andrews once said.
Yeah. Disney has been... We've grown up with Disney. I know that we've spoken to my brother Craig in the past, and he's mentioned about the Disney cinema in London. Yeah. Every weekend it would be movie night, so it's always been special. You know, even growing up, it was something that we always did. So when I get there, it feels like I'm home. It's my special place. It's my place where I forget that I've got bills at home, and I've got a mortgage, and I've got work, and, you know, problems with my friendships, or, you know, anything. You just walk in there and you're home, and it's just, I can be a kid again. I can look at other people being kids again. It's the place that makes me most happy.
And it's also helped you cope with mental health, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I have struggled. I've had a few things go on in the past few years, and actually twice they've fallen around Disney holidays. So actually, when you get there, it's just your time to forget that there's things going on, and, you know, you'll deal with them when you get home. So it is special to me, really.
Holidays are always good to if you're restarting something in your life, or you've got problems, or there's something you want to get up. Holidays are good, but there is something different as well. It's going to Walt Disney World is next level when it comes to that, isn't it?
Definitely. I just feel like when you're there, you know, that, you know, you've, everybody, we know that it's still going to be there 2-3 weeks later, but at that special time, you just, it's like your shoulders relax, and you're just like, do you know what, this is what every person should feel like when they go on holiday, you know,
because there's so many distractions as well, sight, sound, smells, you're busy all the time, so it's very hard to think of what's going on back home.
And no one goes to be miserable. I've never seen anyone miserable there, ever. You know, everyone's there for the same reasons. We're all there to see the characters and watch the fireworks and, you know, ride all the rides and whatnot. So it's just a nice, relaxed place. You know, no one's, it's not hustle and bustle,
yeah.
You know, to an extent.
And going back then, let's go back to the very first time you went. When was that and what do you remember about the first visit?
Actually, because my parents, well, my dad never flew, we never really did Disney World. But when I was growing up, I used to go to Florida a lot with my cousin because they had a house in Bradenton, which is, you know, St. Pete's waste. And
right.
Again, they weren't really big Disney fans. So whenever we used to go, we used to only go to Universal and Busch Gardens. And I was desperate to go. So when... I think our first time was 2013, me, my husband and our, he turned two, our little boy turned two while we were out there, which was really special. So that was the first time that we went to Disney World. I'd been to Paris a few times before that.
And what do you remember about that first visit?
Oh gosh, I was desperate to get in and... Yeah, I just remember I feel like the ferry's always a thing that we do on the first day. No matter how desperate we want to get in there, we always take the ferry over because it's just that magical feeling. You can see the castle in the distance. It's just, you know,
just
breezy.
Getting nearer,
it's lovely.
And nearer.
Yeah, it just feels so special. And I remember we were waiting at the gates for the ferry at the ferry port for it to arrive. And I remember just having this lump in my throat thinking, this is amazing. This is, you know, I've been desperate to go here and, you know, we're finally here. So, yeah, it was really magical.
And I can't believe you hadn't been before when you'd been to Florida. And like,
I know.
What kind of people don't go to Disney World when it's on the doorstep?
I don't get it. Don't get it at all. They'd been a lot of times when they were younger. So at that point, they were like, no, we've been there, done that, bought the T-shirt. Whereas I was desperate to go. So, yeah, Paris fulfilled my... need for the short time.
Yeah, well, it's all well and good them having been and bought the T-shirt, but like,
yeah,
you
exactly.
Hadn't been and bought the Spirit jersey.
Yeah.
So do you have a favorite memory? What's a standout special moment?
Oh, do you know what, I've got two. The first one was when my little boy Harrison, like I say, it was the first time we went, and he turned two on the day we went to Magic Kingdom. So we were all jet lagged. It was the first full day that we were there, walking around the park. He was Mickey Mouse obsessed at that time. He was head to toe in Mickey Mouse things, you know, yeah. T-shirt, shorts, even his little flip-flops had Mickey Mouse on them.
And we sounds were walking like me around.
Yeah. And we decided to go and see Mickey because it was getting quite late at night and we had to do, you know, before the fireworks. And he fell asleep. He was so jet lagged and I couldn't believe it. I was gutted. And I was, you know, it was that kind of sleep where you think to yourself, there's no way I'm going to wake him up.
Yeah, he's out.
As we were walking in the queue, we got to the front and I went, Harrison, look, there's Mickey Mouse. And he sort of stirred and put his face up and then fell back asleep. And then suddenly, as if he realised, hang on a minute, there's Mickey Mouse. And I've never seen him scramble out of our arms so quickly and run and hug and kiss him.
Oh, yeah.
And it just, you know, when you just get a lump in your throat and think, oh, how, that, you know, he was fast asleep. There was no way. And that was special.
Yeah.
And then the second time, you know, when we've spoken about my mental health, I'd had a lot of problems conceiving and I'd had a few losses and I was pregnant the second time that we went out. And we didn't know how it was going to go. You know, I'd had a lot of problems. They weren't sure if the baby would, you know. So they said to me, go on holiday. Go to America. You're going to a really good country with lots of, you know, hospital care and, you know, medical care. And we went out there and it was special because, first of all, everything was going well at that point. And it just felt like a really nice time to be there and just, you know. So the second time we went after that, Matilda was born and she was healthy. And Frozen obsessed. And we met Olaf, and honestly, I've got the most stunning picture of her running over, just like her older brother, and hugging and kissing him and screaming and dancing and singing with him. And it was just, again, it was like, finally, you know,
yeah,
I'm happy again.
We want to see that picture.
Yeah, I
We've
most certainly
got
will.
To see that picture. So how old are the kids now?
So Harrison's 10 and Matilda is just about to turn 4.
And is there another trip planned soon.
There is. We're going in August next year, and I cannot wait.
Yeah, and it's good you can say we are going in August next year.
Like, gosh.
Well, we might, depending on what happens, we might be going.
Yeah,
and will
definitely.
You just do Disney, or do you venture all around Orlando?
We do.
Got the favourite places?
We do. We all like Harry Potter, so Universal is a must for us as well.
Yeah.
We like the Sea Screamer, so we go down to the Clearwater and often do that. And like I say, I've got a lot of fond memories in Bradenton, so we often go down to Ellington, if you've ever heard of Ellington before.
No, never.
Big shopping centre, big, you know, outdoor mall.
Right.
And they live not too far from there, and there's a lovely beach. Holmes Beach is not too far, so we go there. You know, the usual thing, Busch Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been to SeaWorld for a while, but, you know, I wouldn't mind trying it again, because I'd like to go back and try some of the newer rides. It's been a long time since I've been there.
What's the Sea Screamer?
Oh, it's amazing. It's a boat ride in Clearwater. It's not expensive at all. I don't know if you call it a speed boat, but it's a bigger one where there's quite a lot of people already on there, and they play music, and the dolphins basically follow you around the ocean. It is fantastic, and they're jumping all over the waves, and you do that for about an hour.
Oh,
all
wow.
Around Clearwater, all in the Gulf. It's beautiful.
That's where you want to go and see dolphins.
Oh,
isn't it? Not SeaWorld.
Honestly,
that's
yeah,
where you want to
definitely
go.
In the wild, where they should be.
We'll chat some more in just a moment. Katie, let's get a quick news update. We thought there would be more news for this podcast than there were, because it was Destination D23 last weekend at Walt Disney World. D23, the official Disney fan club, and usually when they have these events, there are big announcements. The Big Expo, which is the one they have every other year over in Anaheim. That's where we had the announcements, like when they announced they were building Star Wars Land and the Mary Poppins attraction at Epcot. Which they seem to have forgotten about. We were expecting some big announcements over the weekend. We didn't really get any. There's a lot of rumours that there's going to be an announcement of Paint the Night, the nighttime parade coming over to Walt Disney World. We didn't get that. We got a list of things that had gone but are coming back. So Fantasmic will be coming back to Hollywood Studios with new characters, stunt performers, animation and more. It'll be an entire new segment of the show featuring Moana and Frozen. Festival of the Fantasy Parades is also going to be coming back to Magic Kingdom next year. The Cavalcades will be staying, by the way, with some new Pixar characters joining them. And also the Castle Show, Mickey's Magical Friendship Fair, is going to be reimagined for 2022 with a couple of new songs. The Finding Nemo musical over at Animal Kingdom is coming back. It's got a brand new name called Finding Nemo, The Big Blue and Beyond. Also, we've got updates on things like Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind and the Tron roller coaster. Basically, they're still going ahead and they're coming. There's going to be somewhere new to eat at Epcot, brand new quick service at Epcot in the World Celebration neighbourhood called Connections Cafe and Eatery. So no massive groundbreaking announcements, but there was a bigger groundbreaking news story on the Sunday night just after the Destination D23 finished. Walt Disney World stopped selling annual passes, all but one. So at the moment, the only annual pass you can buy is the cheapest one, and you have to live in Florida to buy that, and that's only a Monday to Friday annual pass. If you want to buy an annual pass, which I was intending to do next week, I was intending to upgrade my normal 14-day UK ticket to an annual pass, because I'll be going again a couple of times next year, I can't do that, so I've just got to buy more tickets. I'm a bit annoyed. Keep up to date with any news on our Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. We are at Pod Magical. Let's get back to Katie now and let's talk about food at Walt Disney World. Are you a foodie, big foodie?
I'm not a big foodie in the theme parks, really. I do like Casey's. That's a must.
Down the bottom of Main Street.
Yeah. And I like some of the characters' meals, because I think that's a great way to see all of the characters when you don't necessarily want to queue up for them. So we've done Beauty and the Beast. We've done Be Our Guest. We've done Garden Grill. I love Garden Grill. That's somewhere I will always go back, especially their breakfast.
Do you prefer the breakfast, not the lunch or dinner?
I do, yeah.
You've
done
both?
The breakfast is lovely. Oh, can't beat those little Mickey waffles and the little potato top things.
It is great.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. Love it.
It is great.
And
both meals there are very good. Both breakfast and dinner are very good.
I haven't done dinner, actually. That's the only time we haven't done it there. So, yeah, we would like to try that.
Yeah, it's like a Sunday roast. It's like a Thanksgiving, you get the meats and
like the carvery type potatoes. Thing or something.
Yeah, but they like at breakfast they bring it to you, so there's no getting.
Oh, nice!
Up
and, yeah, that yeah. sounds lovely.
Put it on yeah. your list for next time.
Yeah, definitely. And like, obviously, you've got to have a Dole Whip.
Yes, the perfect dessert for just when that Florida heat kicks in.
Oh, definitely.
That nice tanginess. And that,
yes.
It's tangy, but it's creamy. It's
yeah.
not a sorbet. It's not an ice cream. What is
exactly,
it?
Exactly.
Yeah,
it? Nobody magic. Knows.
It's magic. That's what it is.
Definitely.
And what about hotels? Do you stay on property? Have you got a favourite hotel there? Or do you
no,
prefer to stay
we don't.
Outside?
I've never actually stayed on in Disney World. We've always stayed in a villa.
Yeah.
That's usually because we've gone with quite a big group.
Right.
And we're so sociable, the group of us that go. We like to be together. So we usually hire out quite a big villa with our own pool. We've got a little bit closer each time because sometimes the drive can be a little bit tedious, especially when it's busy. So we just, yeah, we like the idea that we can come home. We all share our photos. We all watch clips of on YouTube and whatnot yeah. and have dinner together. And then occasionally we'll go home, have a swim and then say, who wants to go back to a park? Because obviously the parking's free once you've been in there.
That's it. You can go back.
Yeah. Yeah. We love it. Absolutely love it.
And also you can go back to another Disney park. You don't have to go back to the
yeah,
same park.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
That
yeah, definitely. We've done that many a time. We've
exactly.
often done, you know, the morning at Magic Kingdom and then the evening at Epcot or something, you know, depending yeah. on whatever takes our fancy.
Have you got a favourite attraction?
Oh, yes. I like Frozen Ever After.
Oh, you're such a mum.
I really am, aren't I? No, I like Expedition Everest as well. I do like that, especially at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like quite a lot. I'm quite a thrill seeker anyway. I like all the rides. I'm looking forward to Ratatouille.
Yeah, have you done it in Paris?
I have, yes, I have. I love it. It's my favourite ride.
And I'm not quite sure whether the new one at Epcot is exactly the same.
I know.
Or whether it's in
English
with a French
accent. I was wondering if we're going to have a step up from the, you know, from the graphics, how amazing they are at Paris. Are they going to yeah. be even more amazing now that we've had a few years on from that? So, yeah, yeah. I'm looking forward to that most definitely.
Be interesting to see how it yeah. compares between the European one.
Definitely.
Is there anything you don't like about Disney?
Gosh, do you know what? This is really controversial, but I find Test Track so boring.
What?
I know. And the rest of my family absolutely love it. But do you know what it is? I just feel like this is what I do on the M25.
I hope not.
Yeah, well, maybe not quite as bad.
That kind of driving.
But you know, those days where it's windy, you know. But I just feel like I'm queuing up and all the bit where you, I know you can bypass it, but you know, the rest of the family like to build the car and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I just think it's one of those rides that I do ride it because it is still fun.
Oh, yeah.
But it's my least favourite.
Yeah, you don't hate it. It's just at the bottom of your list.
Yeah, absolutely.
Had you done the older version, the original version with the crash test dummies?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, they changed it a few years ago, but like I used to prefer the original version. There's not a lot of difference, but
I may
something
well have
special
done.
About the original version.
Can't remember.
I'm going to give you your perfect Disney day. So Ooh. You've got 24 hours.
Okay.
You can stay at one of the Disney hotels if you want, or you can stay somewhere else, and you can eat where you want, do what you want. Time doesn't really matter.
Okay.
It's not very busy. Your feet don't ache.
Oh,
the kids
God,
don't argue.
Imagine?
As we found out the other week.
Sounds
so what
perfect.
Would your perfect Disney day be? Where would it start?
Do you know what? I'd start at me old faithful, which is Denny's. I love a
okay,
Denny's
yeah.
breakfast.
So you're going there before you go to the parks, yeah?
Yes, we're going to go there. So we'll be in a villa, because I do like my villas. We'll go there, and then we'll go to Rope Drop at Magic Kingdom.
Okay, so you're getting a very early breakfast at Denny's.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Nice and early, nice pancakes.
What are you having, by the way?
All
What's
pancakes.
Just the pancakes.
All Star Slam, is it called?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember now.
Just all
pancakes. All-Star Slam. But it's all the, you know, the sausage pâtés and patties and the pancakes. And then we're doing a slow walk down Main Street because
Taking
I just
in.
Absolutely love it. It's my favourite yeah. thing to do. Going in and out all of all the shops that sell exactly the same thing, but you've still got to go and check it out anyway, just in case.
Oh, yeah.
And then got to have your photo taken outside the castle. That's one of my big things to do.
Standard.
And then,
yeah.
And then we'll do Buzz like Buzz. That's good fun.
Do you win?
Always win.
Do you
Very
know all the
competitive.
Secrets?
No, I don't. It's just don't let go. Don't stop.
Just keep firing, especially when it stops yeah. and you just keep pressing that spinny round button and just keep firing.
Yeah, definitely. And then we'll watch a parade and then I think we jump on the bus and we'll go over to Magic Kingdom. Not Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, sorry.
Okay, so you're going from Magic Kingdom to Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, definitely. And we're definitely going to do Flight of Passage.
Yeah.
And Expedition Everest.
Favourites.
And then we're going to jump back on that bus again. And this time we're going to go to Epcot.
Yeah.
And we are going to see if there's any characters lying around. go to Frozen Ever After and meet Anna and Elsa.
Yeah.
Then I've definitely got to do Soaring because that's another one of my absolute favourites.
Mm-hmm.
Ratatouille.
Oh, yeah, we said we're going to do that, so yeah.
Yep, and then I'm going to jump back on that bus again, so there's a lot of bus hopping that day.
Oh, are you going back
on
another
bus? And I'm going to go back to Magic Kingdom, see Mickey in the town hall.
Yeah, in his new outfit.
And then watch fireworks.
Have you seen the new fireworks? Have you watched it on YouTube?
I've watched it. I sat up and watched it deliberately.
Three in the morning?
Desperate. Yep.
And what do you think about it compared to Happily Ever After?
I'm a fan.
You like it?
Listen, nothing will ever, ever, ever take Happily Ever After away from me because that is the soundtrack to my life.
Yeah.
But the graphics are amazing. I think we're going to be surprised once we're there. I always think when you're there, it's a completely different atmosphere to watching it, you know, watching somebody else's shaky hand filming the fireworks and whatnot. So I really do feel that once I'm there, it's going to be special.
Yeah, you definitely need to be there to appreciate it. But
like
I said, the graphics look good.
They do.
For me, it's the music that didn't make me feel emotional. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, definitely.
By the time we go back, it probably will.
I hope so. I just feel like the last few years, Happily Ever After has been so special for everyone that it's got a high marker to beat, you know?
Yeah. So, I think the thing is, I really used to love Wishes, and when they said, we're getting rid of Wishes, and there's going to be this new one, I was like, no, you can't get away with Wishes, you can't get rid of Wishes. Then I saw Happily Ever After, and I thought,
okay,
I get it now.
That's what I keep thinking, so I'm giving it a chance.
Yeah, but then the other one, I'm like, I didn't get that kind of feeling. I'm like,
really?
I think Happily Ever After will come back.
Oh, I hope so. It's my ultimate favourite.
Well, you will get to see those fireworks next year.
Oh, gosh, I can't wait.
It's a guaranteed, with a doll whip in your hand and the kids.
It just feels like such a long time for everyone.
Yeah.
It's going to be such a nice atmosphere. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, enjoy it when you go.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for chatting with us and have a magical day.
Thank you. You too. Thanks so much, Andy.
We are looking for new guests to come on the podcast in the new year. So if you're going over to Orlando very soon, you're planning a trip, you want to come on, you want to chalk Walt Disney World, then do get in touch. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pod Magical is where we are. And if you're about to jump on that plane and head over to the States, like me, then the weather over in Orlando over the next couple of weeks should be all right, actually. Mostly dry, maybe a bit of cloud around, maybe a little spots of rain. Temperatures are hovering around the mid-20s overnight. So early mornings, late night, you're going to need a spirit jersey or a jacket. They're hovering to kind of like 11, 12 degrees. Events that are going on, well, it's Christmas everywhere. We've got the after-hours Christmas parties at the Magic Kingdom. Epcot's Festival of the Holidays start this weekend. Crowd-wise, it's going to be very busy this weekend. If you're going this weekend, probably till Monday because of the Thanksgiving holidays, and then there should be a bit of a dip, particularly during the week. Weekends are going to start picking up a bit as people are going over to the parks to celebrate Christmas, but during the week, over the next couple of weeks, it should be pretty quiet. The top tip for this episode is all about dining reservations. It is very difficult to get certain dining reservations, particularly if you want to go to the new ones like Space 220. Impossible to get in, although I did manage to get a reservation for next week. Clang. I have found a website called Mouse Dining. MouseDining.com is a free website where you can check out all the available dining reservations. If the restaurant you want to go to is booked when you are there, you can set an alert. It will email you. As soon as somebody cancels a reservation, it will email you for that time and that day to say, look, there's a reservation, but you've got to be quick. As soon as you get that email, you need to click on it, get on that reservation and book your reservation. mousedining.com. It's a real help to get those hard-to-get reservations, in particular at some of the Walt Disney World restaurants. Don't forget, if you're on socials, keep an eye on them, because as I said, I'm heading over to Orlando. Jump on the plane on Saturday, doing a week and a bit in Orlando, and then a few days in LA to go to Disneyland. So Disney World for a few days, Disneyland for the few days. Our Insta stories in particular is when I'm probably going to upload a lot of content, because I mean, you know, I am on holiday, but I'll still upload stuff on there as well. So keep an eye on that. If you are going, drop me a message or tag us in your pictures. At PodMagical is where we are. And don't forget to like and subscribe to the podcast as well. Brand new podcast coming out every other week. So yeah, we'll have one in a couple of weeks' time, even though I'm not actually going to be here. So make sure you subscribe and give us a 5-star review if you can. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.